Do you experience anti-Soviet thinking, overvaluing freedom, or delusions of reformism? This is telltale signs of sluggish schizophrenia. Ask your doctor about Gulag. Do you have hopes of freedom? Gulag. Do you believe that life matters? Gulag. Do you have dissenting opinion? Take Gulag. Do you say right now to yourself, I have broken no law, nor am I political dissident? You get extra Gulag. Side effects may include Gulag. And in rare cases, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. See if Gulag is right for you.
It's June, which marks Louder with Crowder's 7th annual Cultural Appropriation Month, where we take you across the globe, learning about and appreciating all the diverse cultures this planet has to offer. Because to appropriate is to appreciate. This week, allow us to force you to take a trip to the mysterious Asiatic culture of nesting dolls, giant tables, and tracksuits. The country where a word is silver, but silence is golden, Russia!
Hello. It is me, Putin. If I was played by a guy who says inconceivable in Princess Bride.
Yes. I am here, just to let people know in case they think that I am not here.
That's right.
I was just not able to prepare.
Correct. Lenin!
And yes. I trust you because you ran by, you were like Maverick yesterday. I am the chicken to your Maverick.
He's right. You will be, and we have Goose as well. Gerald A. is here, is Drago, Glass Drago from Punch-Out.
If he dies.
Yes.
He
dies. Yes, if he dies.
He is like Rasputin.
Yes.
Rasputin
we have. We also have a man with permanent wine stain on face, Gorbachev.
Good morning, comrade.
Gorbachev.
Yes, good morning. Yes, Gorbachev. Then we also have, of course, the ghost with the most, Stalin.
Good morning.
Yes. And the man who play cold water field hockey, Mr. Tim Z. Turman.
Astoria.
Yes.
What is Tim the Toolman? Who is
just hockey?
He just likes, but he is wearing Philadelphia Flyer. We didn't have budget for Red Penguins
maybe,
team.
Maybe,
totally wrong.
I ordered a Red Wing jersey because they have KGB in late 90s.
I make mistake. I only order boots.
And of course,
is my microphone? I don't hear myself very loud. Am I okay? It's level.
Yes.
It is level.
It's good.
Yes.
We are about to level Ukraine.
Shut up! Shut up! Lenin.
I will cast a spell on you.
And we have, of course, man who is 9 inches soft and in the jar on desk, Mr. Rasputin.
This. That's right. My spell was just the ladies love me.
Yes. Who invites Jack Dorsey to the show?
What? Oh, he does look like it, except
like
less
that
evil.
Fellow.
Oh, yes. That's me. I thought you were talking about man in chair after it's bought by Elon Musk.
Yes.
No, that is just best friend.
Yes. That is Priya Rajari from Twitter.
Yes.
Or at least career.
Yes. Well, what you do? What you do? I miss you, friend.
Hey, Mr. Land Putin.
Yes, Land Putin.
Show everyone your... No, judo. Show your black belt.
Judo, I mean.
Black yes, belt? Putin is black belt
right
in judo.
Yes, that's I right. use it for many things. Pleasure and pain.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
We will find you hanging from cheap rafter in Holiday Inn watching David Carradine.
Wearing tights in country that John Cena says don't exist.
Inconceivable.
Yes.
I am sorry. I'm not used to this position.
Your
this
position
is
fine. It is fine. It is technically your show. We have swapped seats.
That's true. I had personal issues to tend to yesterday, yes. And even then had to come in late. But
yes.
Hey, this was big day yesterday.
It was.
May I take one moment?
You
it's
may.
Your show,
you
but
may.
I want
yes.
to. Yes.
Yes.
Hello, feminist bitches.
Bye, feminist.
That got personal very fast.
No, I'm talking about Amber Heard.
I know and who you're
yes, thinking. Right away. This is big victory. This is big victory for men and huge loss for club members at Pottery Barn.
Oh, is there Aquaman too?
Not anymore.
No, I know who's not in it.
Maybe she'll be an Aquaman noose.
Yes, she will be.
Maybe she should try Gulag.
Yes, try Gulag, where you shit bed.
Yes. We're trying, you know, since she thinks she's so tough, she do training. Yes, try and go talk to and ride shark with Trident.
Yes.
Emma. Please, do us all a favor.
Enjoy. Yes. Enjoy paying $1 million after all said and done. But we will get into that later.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I understand.
We're going to talk like this the whole show.
No,
right?
I don't know. I keep doing it. Let's see.
I think
see.
This is the part in the movie where we break.
Hey, that's wanna, no Daniel Day. Oh, that's more like Daniel Day. Boo is
yes, Daniel Gay Lewis yes. because it's Gerald.
This is like God. In Hunt for Red October where they just start speaking English and you're like, okay.
Yeah, you're like, well, they just stop caring sense. Towards the
yes.
end.
James
well,
Bond is now Russian. Fine, I'll go with it.
I don't care.
Well, Rasputin stays Rasputin.
Yes.
You Whoa. Can do what you want to do.
I will be in and out of my voice.
That's fair.
The way that I'm in and out of my karate uniform, depending on who I must kill.
Judo.
Judo, whatever.
Both use well.
You no, also ride horse.
I do ride horse.
Ride horse.
I am part horse,
That's
too.
That's true.
Depending on meme, I can be centaur.
You are like asshole centaur.
Yes. case we're thrown off already. We are a live show Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. You can find us on Rumble and Podcasts and Mug Club. But more importantly, today we got a costume contest.
Yeah, baby.
That's right. And we got the promo code. But...
So that's it. Is well, the tweet, what they tweet, picture of your with mug
yes.
to on Instagram
with
or
costume.
On Twitter with
yes.
your costume, and we will announce right on Mug Club, we will show your picture, and you will win luck of Gerald's lower back hair.
Oh,
no,
boy.
No, I have this hair to give now.
No.
Drago hair.
And the promo code, that's right, $20 yes. off Mug Club subscription is, use the, what's the
promo
code?
Promo code is culture.
Culture.
Yes.
Culture.
Yes.
Russia's greatest export culture.
Sure. Yes, of course. Food, yes. culture, dancing, yes. happiness.
missiles right now.
Early
we mostly
mortality.
Export missiles yes. to Ukraine at this particular moment.
Beautiful
we were going
women.
To do Ukraine, but it was very sad.
No, it's we can't all dress like Stephen King.
Yeah, we couldn't all lay around dead for the show. That's a little on the nose. Yeah,
and many will also look like Stephen Hawking.
Yes, afterwards, yes. except without the brains.
I don't want the Annex.
Yes, pudding.
Don't do the Annex.
Pudding, fill my IV. Oh, okay, too much. All right.
He's never enough.
Also, question of the day. How are you celebrating the Johnny Depp victory? Go ahead, leave us a comment.
I was celebrating.
I do by making a grumpy in a bed of Gloria Aldred.
Ah, very good. Yes. I leave mine in various beds. Johnny Poopy Seed.
Or a nest, as we discussed yesterday.
Yeah, a nest that people sleep in.
Just crap in one of those.
Also, I don't know when Steven gets back, but...
When he does.
We will be on tour. You can catch us in Colorado July 18th.
June 18th. Colorado Springs, Colorado.
June 18th?
June 18th. Coming
There's
up
something in,
a few weeks.
In there about California. I don't know.
Did I say it is June 18th?
June 18th, yeah.
June, there July be, in there in Exodus.
You'll be in Grand Junction.
June 17th will be Grand Junction, Colorado.
July.
Colorado.
You do not understand the concept of months.
It's written in there wrong. Let's go into Russian facts. Or go to DaveLeonard.com and, oh, hello. Number one.
I thought you danced Rasputin.
No, I dance with my mouth.
Ah, yes. That Ooh. Is how it works.
Much like Amber Heard, if she wants Aquaman 2.
Well, she's not getting.
Oh, she will be dancing with her mouth, but not in movies.
Hey!
She will be in special
different
movies.
Movies.
Yes. She'll be in movies.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, boy.
Sorry, not sorry, Amber.
She'll be in Bukkake films for Germany.
That's not... Yes.
All right, here we go.
But in her case, she won't be talking. She will be dead fish.
Yes.
Oh.
Because pretty girls don't learn to do weird stuff.
No. Well, there's an expiration date. I'm pretty sure hers was
it's more
yesterday.
Of a, it's more of a sell-by.
Yes. Russian facts. Number one. Beer wasn't considered an alcohol beverage in Russia till 2011.
They don't get everything wrong.
Yes.
Another. Do we switch? Do I read?
You one? Do number. You do number two there.
Okay. Russian used car salesmen are responsible, in fact, for more deaths than HIV and cancer combined.
That's true.
Wow. Yes.
Well, yes.
And one tried to kill Magic Johnson.
Yes, that's right.
Well, yes.
Gay cancer.
He tried to sell him a Daewoo.
What?
How would you do this?
Number three, glass jaw.
Glass jaw. One in four Russian men die before 55th birthday, compared to one in 10 pansy boys in USA.
Oh, is that right?
You say that like it's a bad thing.
No.
No, no. It's a good thing. We die because we do dangerous things.
I welcome sweet warmth of death.
That's right.
It is conceivable.
It's release.
When Russia was the Soviet Union, tracksuits were only allowed a maximum of 1.5 stripes.
That's true.
Necessary rule.
Mr. Rasputin.
There is no, in fact, Russian word for fun or privacy.
It's true. Mm.
The closest we have is нет.
Yep. Which is, means neither.
Gulag.
No. Yes. It's more so a response to the request for fun or privacy.
Yes, it is death for request.
It's lost in translation.
Yes, you're correct.
Yes.
I do like the beard.
Thank you.
It looks good.
Yes, it is filled with DNA.
It's, yeah.
Mostly your own.
So.
The many ladies under whom I cast my spell of GHB.
Yes. The church of prisoners.
I put in coffee.
I am not an apple.
I want a glass jaw to say this one as well.
Oh, me right, too. That's right. Good call.
Yes. Hands Across America was a public fundraising event in 1986, the glory days, where it took roughly 6 million pansy people to hold hands across entire United States.
Gross.
Yes.
Very, very
good. Yes.
Last year's Tables Across Russia event took only 3.5 tables.
It's true.
Deal number one.
Yes. Number one. Baby. And that is Russia Facts.
This is going to be long show.
Yes. Yes. It is already half hour in, I think. Yes. At least feels as such.
Hope you are enjoying.
You do not have to do silly voices if you don't want. I can carry stupidity.
You are better at voice, but I still like it.
I like Thank it God. Too. I just didn't want you to feel obligate.
No.
No.
I'll do mine. Hello, everyone. Ahoy.
Who's that?
I don't
know. It's same guy. Oh,
same no, guy. Man. I'm a man of many, many voices, too, specifically. Watch and react. I shouldn't have read that part. A Russia.
You are what we call in Russia retarded.
Yes, that's right. What does that mean?
Means you are retarded. On spectrum.
Oh.
Same meaning as here.
Really. Oh, is it?
Yeah, it crosses cultures.
Oh. Mm.
It means
thinker or brave?
It translates to prompter illiterate.
I don't use a prompter. Now I'm going to read from it. A Russian thrill seeker attempted to do what we all have dreamed of as kids, though. Swing all the way over the top.
Ooh.
That was a great idea.
Oh, what's going to happen? Oh, jeez. Yeah, jeez.
Whoa.
That is like Yakov's show in Branson.
Oh, he's okay. All right. The greatest thing ever.
Now, the question is, what happens next? Is it A, the swinger flies off of the swing?
Give this.
B, a pigeon flies out of nowhere and smashes into the swinger's face.
Oh, that'd be great.
Or C, the swinger is fine, but a bear mauls a bystander.
It's possible.
Oh my gosh. I just want it to be C, so that's what I'm going to go with.
I know it's not B because this, in fact, happened to Fabio on the roller coaster.
Yeah, that did hit him.
It break his beautiful face.
Yeah.
Pigeon saves day.
It took me a week before I stopped laughing.
Yeah, it's sad that it's very sad. Did the pigeon live? I think the pigeon died.
Oh, well, that's the tragedy.
He died doing what he loved.
But how?
Destroying asshole's face.
He's like, always wanted to meet Fabio.
But how giant and awful is your head that it kills a bird?
That's what it's a kamikaze pigeon. I mean, that is known.
That is a Rocky Dennis face.
It was the pigeon, actually. It wasn't the pigeon who killed him. It was the romance novel for which he was requesting autographs.
Yes, every romance novel ever.
That's it.
He rides centaur like Putin.
That's right.
But not the sexy.
I'm going with A. I really hope this guy flies off the swing, maybe into the side of a house. Who knows?
I agree. Yeah, I like that, but I really want to see somebody get eaten by a bear.
I hope it is C because I have a bear in this fight. My brother... he grew up wrestling bears.
I've heard.
That's
and
not true at
he
all.
Had a losing record.
Yeah. it was just the one match.
That's right.
Yes. Bear was very full.
One match. Two enter, one bear leaves.
Yes.
That's always how it goes.
That's right.
Yes. It's just one of them is a bear.
That's right.
It's really a giveaway before you get to the match. Yes.
It's almost too worthy to just say bear kills men.
Yeah, it's a better way.
That's right.
Yes. It's not really a fight.
If you go into the woods today, you'll see Rasputin's brother get killed. Mm. Today is the day the man got killed by the big bear.
Mm. The bear had a picnic.
Yes, on the man. He ate the man.
Oh, yeah.
He ate my brother.
What is the answer?
Play that funky music, white boy. Yeah!
And that is why you do not want to fulfill childhood dreams
while drunk.
That's right.
Remember, dreams are for kids.
Give up.
Give up.
So terrible. He's fine. He walked away.
Did he?
We hope.
Shut up, babe.
Yeah. Did he walk away or is he rolling away from now on?
He can't tell us.
Yeah, he can
what
do this,
happened next.
He do the same thing on one of those buckled in handicap swings.
It's hard for me to sit.
Are you all right?
No, I think something fell out of my pocket, my coins that I steal from Jew in Russia.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I don't know. It's very hard for me to sit. Go ahead. This is thing. Listen, we don't want people to be insensitive. This is important topic,
yes,
the Tulsa shooting.
Yeah.
Because we never have violent crime in Russia.
Mm. No, I think it's great how you guys have managed to be such peacekeepers.
Well, yeah, they just, you know, kill all the criminals.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I always say about Mother Russia, is be kind to everyone.
That's it.
That is.
And Ukraine is, you know, kill all. Mm. Wednesday evening, this is a bit
more sad,
serious, obviously, yeah. Wednesday evening, a gunman killed four people and wounded several others at a Tulsa medical office before reportedly taking his own life.
Tulsa police say the gunman burst onto the second floor of a building next to St. Francis Hospital and began firing.
Oh my God, he's getting his rifle out of his trunk. They're all getting their rifles and it's in a medical building. They're running in.
Police arrived on scene 3 minutes after the first 911 call and made their way inside.
The officers that did arrive were hearing shots in the building, and that's what directed them to the second floor.
Police say as they were breaching the door on the second floor, they heard the shooting stop. They then found the suspect, who they say had killed himself.
We have confirmed he had one long gun, a rifle, and one handgun on the scene at the time.
Too bad he didn't do that first. Remember this clip. We'll come back to it in a moment.
Yeah. Well, and I'm glad they actually went. Oh, geez.
What is happening?
Is the
cleaning. Babushka, oh. Come on. We said not now.
The hot Russian just, cleaning like, ladies just, here.
No.
It's okay. No. The desk is fine. Desk is fine.
Better not have her here too long or Arnold will try and bang her.
Come on. Yes, come
her
on.
Her legs go all the way up.
Oh, yes.
Just would you
they
please?
They go for days.
Every time,
we'll
Babushka.
Have normal sized kid with a giant Arnold face.
That is tall glass of cool E. coli water.
Are you? Oh dear!
She's just swatting
a fly.
There are no flies.
Okay, go!
The flies are around you, Babushka.
Please, come on, go.
You bring the flies.
See you later, beautiful.
That's a huge bitch.
Hasn't stopped being funny in 23 years.
Every single time.
It's still a good one.
I just want to point out that the officers there heard gunfire and went in.
That's right.
Oh. Just saying.
They didn't follow the protocol of looking at TikTok?
Right. Waited around for a little while because there was a huge pussy on the scene.
I am very grateful that they
not to go in.
Right. Yes. I am grateful that they are not pussies.
Yes.
That is it is a rarity, it seems, among some police officers today. Yes.
Hmm. Yeah, it seems if you get 19 of them together, the best thing to do is nothing. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I just wait for the shooting to stop.
Yes, but one of them has a mean Uno streak in the parking lot.
Yes, that's right. That's important.
Playing quarters.
Yeah, there are still many questions, but according to police captain Richard Mullenberg, this wasn't a random act of violence. This was an individual who just decided he wanted to go find a hospital full of random people.
This was not an individual.
That's what I meant to say.
That's right. That's okay. Somebody
this did. Is a quote.
I saw, yes. He deliberately made a choice to come here, and his actions were deliberate.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, that was his MO.
Yeah. They didn't think that this was a random shooting. And by the way, this was a medical facility across the street from the hospital. I know initial reports were that this was at a hospital. That's very close. And I'm not making a distinction for any other reason than to give you an accurate assessment of where this happened, right? And most of the time, a lot of times hospitals, people can carry guns. But most of the time, Texas, Nebraska, I know are states that outlaw you from carrying a gun in a hospital. Most of the time, you don't see that, right? You don't see armed employees. In fact, so much so that my wife actually led a program on training to make sure if you had an active shooter in a hospital that you knew what to do in case that happened, because it's a constant threat in some of these environments where you've got some belligerent people, gang members coming in that are being shot or in the emergency department, stuff like that. So,
of course, yeah, because then you have other gang members coming and chasing after them and stuff. Yeah, they used
so you could easily end up with some angry family members or gang violence or anything else. So,
yeah, exact details on the shooter aren't available right now, but according to the New York Times deputy chief Eric DeGleish said he was between 35 and 40 years old.
Is that all we know?
Is that all we know? It seems that we should know quite a bit more than this.
You'd think so, right?
Do we not know more?
Well, remember we just showed you the CBS New York clip of Deputy DeGleish saying this.
We have confirmed he had one long gun, a rifle, and one handgun on the scene at the time.
There's actually more video of DeGleish from the same press conference, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they didn't show.
No,
Oh, let's show.
The suspect, we do not have an identity. That we believe we're getting close on the identity of the suspect. He is a black male, estimated to be 35 to 40 years old.
Hmm. Now, I don't want to speak out of turn. Do you see what I see, do you notice any discrepancies here, Mr. Land Putin?
Something seems off, but I can't quite put my poison tip umbrella on it.
This is very interesting.
I'm not sure. It's a one-off. A one-off. Yeah. Let's look into the Washington Post. You know, the Washington Post is reporting on the shooter. So let's go ahead, Gerald. Why don't you share that one?
Authorities identified the gunman as a 35 to 40-year-old who fired both a rifle and a handgun. Interesting information.
Okay.
And that's the extent of the description they gave of the suspect.
Okay.
It's almost like Waukesha all over again.
I just want to make sure that all the opium has not gone to my brain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, that's a fair.
I heard the police captain.
Yeah.
Just to be clear, and this is not to say anything other than what he said.
Right.
the man was black.
Right, but they cut that out.
They did. And by the way, the information on the man's race was available at the time that they published. And we're not making it about race. They tend to make it about
race. Well, you give police description. You give description to KGB.
Yes.
You say he's tall, he's short, he's blonde, he's black.
In Russia, that really narrows it down.
Yes, I think it's easier, though, to look for somebody between 35 and 40 than to just narrow it down to somebody who race and 35 and 40.
Well,
you just stop everyone of that
age. I can see your point.
Yeah.
I can also see point that media is full of lying assholes. You've heard of Pravda? You, in Washington Post, are worse than Pravda.
Well, listen, don't give them too hard of a time. They actually don't go the entire article without mentioning race. Here, I've got a couple of other quotes for you.
Go ahead.
The Tulsa shooting happened the same day as funerals for some of the victims of the Texas shooting, which left 19 children and two teachers dead. Also that day, the white man accused of killing 10 people at a Buffalo grocery store on May 14th, was indicted on 25 counts, including domestic terrorism and murder as a hate crime. So you've got three different shootings that were mentioned, and you have one mention of race. And the
Weird.
Only mention of race was when it was...
hey, is American media racist? I don't know. Is it racist? It seems to me like if you only single out one race of people to vilify... you know, as people not too far from us at one point, they did it with the Jews. We just did it with the rich, and we starved more people. But seems to me that your media, which, by the way, of course, is working with your government, as you saw with Jen Psaki, they are racist. They are blaming white shooter as though it's relevant, but not mentioning shooter. I notice they do this, too, even with active shooter.
Yes.
Where it might actually help save lives.
Right.
Like, hey, look out for guy who is wearing Flavor Flav necklace and is on car with spinners. Correct.
Well, we feel in the States that it's best and safer to not mention the race and just let people die.
Unless it is done.
Is that right?
And that's a fair point.
Unless he is white.
Just want to make sure I have that right.
Well, and for those of you out there who are saying, well, we know the motive of the Buffalo shooter was that he was a white supremacist or racist.
Well,
or
he was streaming it.
Right? Yeah, he was streaming that. I understand that, but this is a pattern beyond that. To all of these shootings that involve a white shooter, no matter what.
Oh, no, the press just got lucky ducky that time.
Yeah, exactly. It's the exclusion every other time that it's somebody else. Oh, we blamed a vehicle, I think, in Waukesha. That's what it was. It was a vehicle.
Well, I have driven enough American cars.
The Ford Escape, very racist.
It's like white dog, except for cars.
Yes.
If you just say that, I hope I did not repeat
it. It's Christine, if she was in Klan.
The Chevrolet Traverse is if you want to traverse into afterlife.
That's
the cars do not work very well. I will say this, you know, as people who have experience running media.
Yes.
By that, I mean to lie. You guys are better at it.
Yeah.
It's not the lie that you hear because people say you are lying. It's the lies that you don't hear.
Omission.
Where you don't hear that the shooter was black or the shooter was specifically doing it in the name of left-wing socialism. Or the shooter yelled out Allahu Akbar.
Which is really hard to determine the motive at that point. Let's just be clear.
So you guys are better than Russia now. You are, because really, everyone knows Pravda propaganda. Everyone knows, but half of America, you still don't know.
It's true. Well, we feel it's important to definitely get to the story before getting to the truth. And that's what makes America great.
I am tracking with you.
Well, now.
The journalistic integrity of not telling the truth.
Yes, indeed. Well, in an effort to sell more papers, WAPO actually ran a separate excerpt with the title, Shooting Comes 101 Years After Tulsa Race Massacre. And I'm not 100% sure that I see the connection, but people did take to Twitter saying, of course, this was white supremacy. And it was on the anniversary of the massacre, so it must be that, right? So
yes, absolutely.
I don't understand this. It's from Russia that people complain about United States white supremacy. Can someone explain to me?
Uh-huh.
I think I have this. What is affirmative action is for white men, correct?
No,
that's
it's
incorrect.
Actually for everyone else except white men.
No further questions.
Well, and just to clarify the
I
point.
I have to throw up.
You judge on the basis of a person's skin color and not merit And I know that's different than what you probably heard Martin Luther King say.
That's right.
But,
yeah. Oh, you mean man who was killed by FBI?
Yes.
Well, yeah, the very same.
Where no one yelled duck. You didn't hear anybody say that either.
No.
That's right. Yeah. I thought that you had a problem with ducks.
Yeah.
No,
duck problems here.
I thought maybe someone was throwing bread.
Nope. Yeah. Nobody has any trouble here getting down or ducking.
Well, look, we've got the three shootings in the narrative so far.
Well, there was actually a tweet that I didn't see.
Oh,
I forgot who it was, but it said, on the eve of the Tulsa shooting and this woman blaming white supremacy.
Yeah.
And everything was just like, you can delete this. You don't have to leave it up.
Twitter doesn't have an edit button yet, but they do have a delete button.
Yeah, I don't understand how so many people tweet out something wrong and are like, well, I'm just going to leave it up anyway.
Yep.
I'm going to stand by my complete bullshit.
Look how many responses. It's gotten. It must be right.
I mean, look, it's well liked.
That's right. Unfortunately, there is no button on Twitter to delete self.
Yeah, I wish.
They're working on that, though.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, we've got white supremacy in Buffalo, right? Because all white people are evil. Uvalde, we have guns are the cause of all evil. So you're seeing a trend here. And now Tulsa, this one's is yet to be determined. And this is going to be a bit tricky for the media to spin. But I will say this. We did mention Twitter and people going to Twitter. Go right now and see if Tulsa's trending. I didn't see it trending at all this morning.
Yeah, it was for a moment yesterday, and then some new information got out and stopped.
Well, it's weird how that tends to happen. But go and check and see right now at 10:46 Eastern time if it is
comment
trending.
Below, people. Comment below. Right now, what time is it? I have to look
at 10:46 Eastern. 10:46.
Comment right now. Is it trending? It was for a moment. It was in the heat of the moment.
If Rasputin dies.
Telling me what your tweet meant.
He dies.
You are a great singer.
The tweet of the moment.
That's terrible.
Then you all die. Pravda.
Pravda.
You have voice of angel.
That's right. Yes.
By the way, I love this next part here. CNN says police describe the shooter's weapon as, quote, a semi-automatic rifle and a semi-automatic pistol, which is incredibly vague. But I love now that you're starting to see this phrase thrown in every single time they mention a gun and shooting, semi-automatic, as though that's a distinguishing feature that is going to say, the semi-automatic is worse than, say, a revolver, right?
Yeah.
Because most of your handguns, I know there's exceptions, most of your handguns are going to be semi-automatic, and a lot of the rifles, most of the rifles are going to be semi-automatic, and so it's like, we just need to ban semi-fully automatic, handgun rifles.
Yes.
Rasputin has questions.
Yes, Rasputin.
I have questions because I don't want to be rude.
Mr. Rasputin.
Rasputin. Don't you are Putin, I'm Rasputin.
I forget that I just have it's Putin in my name, you have the you start
have
with Ras.
I am your name plus prequel.
You're Raspberry and Putin.
Let me ask, just because, again, outside looking in. Okay,
yes,
I could be. I assume I am ignorant.
Okay.
Americans know that semi-automatic is just mean basic gun, right?
No, they don't know that
semi-automatic is like all gun except for pump shotgun.
Listen, Rasputin, I just need to clarify, and I'm sorry to all our viewers out there, that he doesn't realize that that is the scariest form of assault weapon. A semi-automatic rifle means that when you pull the trigger, you get one bullet, Stephen.
Yes, we call that training rifle.
Yeah. Well, here we call it the most dangerous weapon.
That is because you are either stupid or pussies.
Yeah.
Misinformed.
Okay, we go with that.
Yeah.
Because of media, they do a very good job. That people think, semi-automatic. It's like all handguns ever.
Right. As opposed to fully automatic, which for some reason people don't understand.
I love the fully the semi-automatic. So, do you remember that quote?
Yeah, fully semi-automatic.
It's
a
full semi-automatic.
Yeah, what does that even mean? It's the whole gun.
I don't know.
Yes.
I think that's
we haven't
point.
Sawed it off.
It's a 100% of 50%. Well, that's just 50%.
Don't worry. Our former
it's
vice
sex
president.
Sex Panther of weapons.
Yes.
Our former vice president said that 9mm is, a high velocity round? I can't remember what he said.
It'll blow your lungs out.
Blow your lungs out. Yes. Yes. It rips your entire lung out of the body. We have them laying
all over
the streets.
Did he say that?
Yes.
Your former vice president said that?
Yeah.
This is man who is standing between all of you and us?
Yes.
Oops. Yeah. I know.
Don't tell him. Why did we tell him?
Yeah. Oh, no, please, vote him again. We respect him and scared so much.
Jews,
vote. Oh, please.
Safest and
that
virus.
Was me.
You too? All right. You too with the votes?
Yeah, we took a page.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
I got you, America.
Can't get enough of it.
All right. Local pastors, though, did their best to offer words of encouragement in Tulsa.
We see something like this happening, and I'm sure your parishioners also ask you why.
One of the things that we've understood is these type of things have no real explanation. The world we live in, there are so many wicked and evil things that happen that it seems like we have to endure. One of the things that we know is that weeping may endure for a night, but we really believe that joy comes in the morning. And even as we stand here in the night after such a horrific tragedy, our community, this Tulsa community, is going to do what I believe we do every time we're faced with tragedy. We're going to hold out for hope until the morning, and we believe something good is going to come from this horrible situation.
That was good. You know, all kidding aside, and we're trying to bring some levity to a serious topic, that is how you encourage people. You don't start blaming inanimate objects. You don't start blaming, you know, lax laws that wouldn't have fixed the problem in the first place. You basically take care of people first, and obviously the care that on that man's mind is for the people in the community that are affected by this. The rest of those conversations can happen later on.
Look,
that was good.
All kidding aside, I agree. That was uplifting very and important.
Yeah, it's just, he kind of looks familiar to me. Doesn't he look familiar to you guys?
Does he?
But you hit. Wow, dude.
No.
Because the vision I'm about to give you.
Oh, no.
It might get nasty.
Doc!
The glasses threw me off.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And do you, hear and see the responses of the people?
Yes. Yes, we do.
I love it.
Ah. That's
I'd rather be shot.
I'd rather go to Gulag.
Doc, splooch.
Oh. Joy. Let me rephrase. Joy comes in the morning for those covered in.
Oh, yes. Now he's going to do it. No.
There's joy for you.
Ugh.
No.
It's like he might want to reconsider his tactics. I mean, I'm just saying, if this is calling card, all the greats have their calling card.
Agreed. Yes. Agreed. Yeah.
Like me with large phallus and women love me.
Of course.
If that's his calling card, he might want to reconsider his tact before meeting with victims of families.
No need to anoint.
I don't know what it is in America, but in Russia, you spit on someone's face, they find you having stabbed yourself in back 37 times in grave you dig for yourself.
Ah, suicide.
Yes. Mm.
Yes, that's very, very common.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, it would be. So, yeah. I'm very sorry about your family member.
I'm very sorry. I'm about to kick the shit out of you.
Yes. Did you just spit in my face? No, I spit on my hand.
No, I'm doing it. I'm doing it to bless you, either way.
He's funny sometimes, this guy. He's funny. Both of you guys are funny guys.
We try.
I wish we could have you at Pravda, but we kill all the comedians. So.
Oh, well. I noticed that.
There's no more.
You got a real thing with that.
Yeah, that and punk rock bands.
Yeah, not a fan.
Yes, Pussy Riot. More like Dead Riot.
Anybody with a boombox?
Yeah, that's right.
You sort of curb stomp them.
Oh, man, that reminds me. The other day, you know, I'm not without compassion. I'm not
no,
without
you're filled with it.
I was driving, and I see man who need money. He have, you know, cardboard cutout.
Yes.
You know, with sign, homeless man. And I throw him some loose change, and he yells, "Hey!" Turns out he was break dancer.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, and you threw rubles at him, and those are valueless here. So.
Did you go back and hit him with your racist car?
No, I went back and hit him with, but by throwing 9mm. I said, "That's not high velocity."
I hope to see your lung.
Yeah, but I didn't.
Can't
nice
say that.
Semi. The liberal.
worst part, breakdancer's tracksuit, 3 stripes.
Oh,
wow.
There are rules.
I tell you, times are changing, these kids.
No offense, but it sounds like some fucking commie gobbledygook.
That's
a fair point.
That is double what is legally allowed.
Yes, that's right.
The liberal media doesn't want us to be a post-racial society. They want these shootings, at least, to continue until they get every piece of legislation they want. Nothing is about saving people. It's all about control.
Yeah, and they will absolutely use this shooting and every other shooting to get all of your guns. Do not be confused.
Can I say this as Rasputin?
Yes.
Yes.
Rasputin. Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, in Russia, that's what we did with, you know, Stalin. He separated between, right, you have the bourgeois, you have the proletariats, and you guys need to fight back, and then we starve all of them to death and control and take their crops. I love seeing that you are doing exact same thing. Take control of media, divide the country, tell them that they are all different from each other and that each other is the enemy, and then you take all the things. First, you start with guns, like Russia, work like a child. Then you start with money, then you start with food, which I believe you might have shortage. We put baby formula somewhere in there. Of course, ours was mostly lead, but the point remains.
That's,
and asbestos.
Yeah,
yes.
That's awkward amount.
That's right. My 8-month-old has mesothelioma.
Yes, of course.
Weird.
Mine has a transvaginal mesh issue.
Yes.
Oh.
What?
Yes.
I'm just going off daytime commercials. Apparently that was a real issue.
My 4-year-old is Bill Devane.
Mine's Wilford Brimley.
Yes? Yeah. Oh.
I have diabetes.
Diabetes.
Well, I had it. I'm
by the way,
now.
Tom Selleck still owes me my house.
Yes,
he does. No, he's. You're
hey, Rasputin. Would you like to give me your home?
That's what is. But he said it was not to give me his home.
But no. But it is.
He said it was not his first rodeo.
You get to still live in your house.
But I
we
don't.
We will take it from your kids.
Yes.
I'm Tom Selleck.
Asshole.
F you. All right. Guys, I really hate to interrupt the flow of this show, but I really got to take a leak. I'm sorry.
Well, this.
Well, cannot wait till the end of the show.
It's a bit of an emergency. Sorry. It's... I can't hold
it. Okay. All right. Try and be quick.
You know what? I'm also going to grab a quick bite, too. So kill two birds, one stone.
There you go.
Kill two birds, one stone.
Feel better.
Oh my gracious.
I bet.
This show is weird.
I didn't know how wide it could be.
It's very wide walk.
Is a Putin meme that we make a pee joke.
I thought it was ad for Flomax.
It is both.
Okay. I have, I had to go because I pee a lot. That's
good for
how we
you.
Do it. Yes, thank you.
Good for you.
I'm hydrated.
Good for you.
Or I have very bad problem I'm not seeing doctor about. Anyway, Built Bars, for real. BuiltBar.com and use promo code Crowder15, that's Crowder15, to get 15% off your next order.
Ooh.
These are the birthday cake. They're not my jam, but I
this
love the chocolate.
I love
that one I love.
Double chocolate,
I love
baby.
All of them except for birthday cake. That's why we still have bucks.
Yes, that's why.
But some people love it. But some people love birthday cake. But that is testament. We eat the rest of Built Bars that exist here in whole studio.
Yes.
There are no more. We only have birthday cake, which in studio, we can give away.
Yes. Well, we have one of those left because I kept wanting to do
You're not going to eat those.
They really are delicious. Nobody needs protein bars. In Russia, you need all the protein you can get. But they taste like candy. I use them to replace candy bar.
That's what I did.
That's good.
I like the chocolate on, what is that, the chocolate on chocolate? That's what I kept eating yesterday.
Chocolate on chocolate, huh?
That's what I watch.
Is that what it is?
Double chocolate?
Double chocolate?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just think that everything's a porn name. Sorry, Rasputin.
Don't want to offend.
I am family member.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Well,
I have 190,000 children.
Oh. Yes, that's why. That's why you have your sea cucumber in a jar.
That's right.
Yeah. To commemorate your
Genghis Khan and got nothing on me.
No, he doesn't.
Or Magic.
But yes, go to BuiltBar.com and get these. They're honestly delicious. You're really going to enjoy them.
Magic Johnson.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you mean Gay Irving?
No, completely straight.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Please, come on.
Yes, straight.
And Shooter was white.
Yes. Yes. Yes, straight.
As long Russian table.
Have you seen he's a boy?
Very, very boy. Interesting, normal fellow.
I tell you, that doesn't get out of the house in my country.
No.
Oh, man, and Russia.
Let's talk a bit about Johnny Depp. Have you heard of him? You look a lot like him, Rasputin.
Well, that's because I have been known to make grumpy wherever I can because we don't have toilets. But I am. Right. So one thing we can find common ground here.
Yes.
Russia, United States, white, black, Jew, everybody, is that this is great day to laugh at liberal feminist whores.
Correct. Yes, thank you. That's a good way to put it, Rasputin. Other people may not feel the same, but it is pretty hilarious. Yesterday, a decision was finally reached in the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial. It was definitely in Depp's favor.
Do you find that Mr. Depp has proven by clear and convincing evidence that Ms. Heard acted with actual malice? Answer, yes. As against Amber Heard, we, the jury, award compensatory damages in the amount of $10 million.
Boom!
As against Amber Heard, we, the jury, award punitive damages in the amount of $5 million.
She feels obtainable now.
That girl is... She creeps me out.
Yeah, she's she's a really good actress.
Her face is
can't take that away.
Is cold as ice.
Yes, yes.
She is. Yeah. Have a soul much?
No, I don't think so. The jury didn't feel that way.
By the way, what's important in this case is this is also to recognize that she is abuser.
Yes.
She is abuser. She lie about that, and I wish you. I don't know what happened to your judge, Joe Brown. He would do justice to make people do like you vandalize, you have to paint walls. I wish he was judge here so that people could just throw bottles of vodka at her broken finger for days.
Yes, that would. We don't do that as much in the States.
I know, but it'd be fun.
I understand. Yeah, for sure. Joe Brown was a Detroiter.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he turned his life around.
I wouldn't claim that.
Yeah, I would.
I'm just kidding.
I
guess it depends on why he's not around anymore before I claim it.
He's not allowed within the school zone.
He did gavel stuff. All right. Heard was found guilty of defamation in all cited instances, totaling $15 million in damages.
Big time.
I think I know ACLU won't be seeing another donation. I'm sorry, pledge. It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Lying whore.
Yeah, there's Jerry's kids still waiting on those.
That's right.
Because of the cap on punitive damages, the total actually comes to $10.35 million. Heard appeared to be looking down several times as the verdict was read. We have a snapshot to show what may have been grabbing her attention.
Whoop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
This is a creator account.
I'm surprised it took that long.
Yeah, I thought she was already on it.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Gotta pay those legal fees.
Oh, big in Germany once again. Bigger than Hasselhoff.
Mm-hmm. She is the... I love the one where she is drunk on floor eating burger.
Yes.
I have it. The verdict heard around the world. Huh?
Huh?
I see.
Yes.
It looks like her countersuit was big turd. Her face looks like she made, like her face may have a grumpy on it.
Yes. You should.
That's on OnlyFans. That's on OnlyFans. Yes.
Yes. Okay, yes.
You
yes.
can pay for it. Premium yes. member.
You pay for angry feminist.
Yes.
What's sad is you actually can. It's $150.
Oh, wow, yes.
What is that in rubles?
Oh, Jesus.
You know what? Never mind. Million. I'll steal it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
fair point.
Well, Depp was pretty comfortable going into the jury deliberations.
Yeah, though. He was.
After closing arguments, he went to the UK to do a surprise performance with Jeff Beck.
Oh, two people I hate.
If you can tell me who's who.
Oh, I didn't know he sang.
So it's Johnny Depp and Jeff Beck singing Jimi Hendrix?
Sort of.
Originality is not dead.
No, it is. I actually do like Johnny Depp, I'm going to be honest, yeah. as an actor.
But not as a singer.
I don't know. He tours with Alice Cooper, and I've seen some of that. That seems good. But yeah, really? When he comes out to sing, I'd be like, come on, man. You can't do everything.
Yeah, stop it. That's leave right. something for someone else.
Let's. The guitar's back. Cool. You're good at it. You're a good actor. Let's just stay away from the mic.
No one is better at playing gay drunken pirates.
No.
And that should be enough.
Corner That's on true. That market. Lifetime Achievement Award for that.
That's it.
For the Disney money, I would just be a gay drunken pirate.
Yes.
Do whatever you want.
Like all the executives.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, yeah. Like every kid that's ever been casted there.
Yes. It's a small world after all.
Oh, Lord. Not for Rasputin.
It's a small girl after okay. all, but not a girl. All right.
It's a boy.
Doesn't even rhyme.
Get in the car, you'll be.
You've never been to Disney World. You hear that song? It's playing your head like Chinese water torture.
I would love a cheaper version on the West Coast.
I would love to see Drago at Disney World.
Disneyland, just punching kids. Punch.
I don't want to ride anything.
What was the number on that one? Haya.
Yes.
No.
It is Astro Mountain. What is it called? Something Mountain?
Astro Glide Mountain.
Something
yes,
Mountain?
Yes, Astro Glide Mountain.
Astro Mountain
it's
will break you.
It's a slippery situation.
Oy.
Slippery slope.
That's a good thing. It's
deep V without the lane, the brain, body.
Okay, yes. Let Mr. Putin now host.
Land Putin.
Sorry. You're black belt.
Karate.
Judo.
Jiu-jitsu.
Judo.
Are you?
Oh.
Bubble tea is for
my sincerest apologies.
It's okay. I put in GHB. He'll be face down in about 4 minutes.
Drago just bubbles everything with a straw. Just blows bubbles. It's
the most. If this straw is curdly, eat curdly.
He's like, what? It's a childhood thing. I need to have a vodka straight up with a crazy fun stuff.
That's it.
Yes.
I will bubble you.
That's what happened. I have to say to my son, to my six-year-old son, stop blowing bubbles in your vodka.
Yes. Old Michael Jackson joke. All right.
Everything old is new again.
Yes. Heard plans to appeal the decision. She also countersued for comments made by Depp's lawyer, calling her accusations completely false. Her initial countersuit demanded $100 million, but this failed to rally Me Too supporters among jurors. Mm. She succeeded on only one count, which awarded her $2 million.
So she has $2 million. So
only.
Is it, wait, does he owe, okay, does she owe him $13 million, or because of that she owes him $8 million?
She owes him
Babushka.
Babushka.
What? Are you?
It's it's too early.
What are you doing, beautiful?
It's too early in the babushka.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
No, this is for health. Babushka drinks to your health.
Beautiful woman.
Yes. This, you know she is healthy by yellow hue.
Yes.
Oh boy.
All right, babushka.
Just the right amount of liver failure
that's
in a
right.
girl.
It's
yes.
before noon, babushka.
You need to. It's like inoculation. You need a little bit of jaundice to get rid of jaundice.
Correct. Yeah. Doctor says have a little more vodka. Call me in the morning, but you'll already be next to me.
That's right.
Oh, jeez. Very dark.
Hey, didn't Amber...
What's that dark? You're banging her...
Where's her mole? Did she get it removed? Is she the only Russian woman who's not had a mole today?
Didn't poop cycle bitch release statement?
Who?
She did. Didn't the poop
she
cycle
did.
Bitch?
She immediately released a statement to the media appealing to her supporters in feminist echo chambers.
But if she appeals to supporters in a forest or anywhere in world, is anyone there to hear it?
Well, that is a very good point. She said, "The disappointment I feel today is beyond words.
Good.
I'm heartbroken. I'm even more disappointed with what this verdict means for other women." No, you're not.
Oh, my God.
It is a setback.
This bullshit.
It sets back the clock to a time when a woman who spoke up and spoke out and crapped on beds could be publicly shamed, humiliated.
Beat her husband.
It's and punches people. It sets back the idea that violence against women, or her towards men, is to be taken seriously.
Yes.
Amy Schumer rushed to Instagram to quote Gloria Steinem. Steinem.
I am going to leave grumpy in her bed, too.
I meant to say Steinem, but I don't know because I don't care. Gerald, would you read the quote?
Sure. "Any woman who chooses to behave like a full human should be warned that the armies of the status quo will treat her as something of a dirty joke. She will need her sisterhood."
Oh. Rolling Stone also, not the band, Rolling Stone also immediately
jumped. Oh, I thought we were still talking about Amy Schumer.
No.
Who would not have said jumped?
She lifted her legs and go bangarang and roll down pirate ship.
She almost crushed Indiana.
That's true.
Rolling Stone also immediately jumped in to mourn the end of the Me Too movement. They quote an anonymous survivor who said of the verdict, "This case is my worst fear playing out on a public stage."
Oh, come over to Russia. We will show you worst fear.
Yes, oh, yes.
Worst fear is much, much worse.
Worst fear is not beating shit out of men than lying about it and asking for money.
Right. You're keeping millions of dollars and your mouth shut.
That's right.
Was the deal. And now you're down just $1 million and you didn't pay the...
Yeah, you're not done yet.
I mean, she is a bad person.
Yeah, it's not really about feminism. It's just you didn't do what you agreed to, and then now you're down a bunch of money. All you had to do was take millions of dollars.
But this is a good thing. Sometimes people say, why does this matter? It's because, like you say, this should not be about feminism. It's
right.
Just she's a bad person. But then
right.
All the feminists say, she is like us, and we're like, you just needed to say nothing.
I think a lot of feminists are like, I think Johnny was right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's true.
You would like to think so, but
no, I'm sure many are terrible and still agree with whatever the narrative is.
Many destroy lies. You know, they hate me. You know, it used to be easy to be feminist. It used to be easy, you know, be fat and ugly, blame it all on men. Now, There are so many things to keep track of and intersectionality. You have to defend lady who poop on bed. Mm. It's not mean anything anymore. But I'm glad that they're claiming Amber Heard as one of their own. So thank you for showing your face, feminists. Exactly. Now, when we think feminism, we will think Amber Heard, Rolling Stone, and Amy Schumer. We will never forget.
Well, you know, with...
And Jezebel,
that's right.
Yeah. It's a big red flag when the one who publishes her statement is Jezebel.
Yeah, it's always good.
Nothing like naming yourself after a murdering whore from the Bible.
Well, that's because lyingwhore.gov was taken.
Well, that's true.
It's more of a place.
It's a
placeholder for Kamala Harris. She has dispute with GoDaddy.
It was Harris 2024 or lyingwhore.gov.
She has both.
Yes. Well, you got a tit for tat. It wouldn't be a feminist outrage without an academic, though, guys. Dr. Jessica Taylor, who penned two books about misogyny and abuse, said to Rolling Stone, "This is basically the end of Me Too. It's the death of the whole movement."
Good.
You said it, not Rasputin.
Yes, maybe it's just the end of Dr. Taylor's meal ticket.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's the end of Doctor Who. That show sucks.
It does. All right. Maybe it's just the end of Dr. Taylor's meal ticket, since her 2020 book is literally titled Sex But Psycho.
Sexy.
Oh.
Psycho. But Psycho.
Well, I'm going to pretend that you left the Y off and I'm not just illiterate. Sexy But Psycho, how the patriarchy uses women's trauma against them.
Oh, yes, it's so traumatic, throwing vodka bottle at man and severing finger.
Isn't, but who's sexy but psycho in this entire thing?
She could have said woman.
Yeah. It could just be called Amber Heard's biography.
Could just be called sexy but woman.
Yeah. By the way, I just want to let's be clear. I am absolutely thrilled that the Me Too movement in that form is dead, because you actively accused a judge of committing rape 40-ish years ago without having any facts whatsoever after a detailed FBI investigation that revealed that there was nothing that they found, and everybody bought it because of Me Too. People's lives have been ruined because of it. I want rape survivors and victims to have access to justice 100%. Let's bury the rapists under the courthouse. Fine, we're on the same team. But the believe all women part of Me Too, I'm glad it's dead.
There would not be enough room under courthouse.
Because well, it'd be very large.
But courthouse. I understand your point. I'm glad Me Too movement is dead, but I want to piss on the ashes.
Well, I say find a nice pet cemetery so they come back nicer.
Yes. One of us, gobble gobble, one of us, whatever they say, you know.
The thing. Yeah.
But no, this is problem is, you know, it should be dead, Me Too movement. And what's funny is if you still ask people about Brett Kavanaugh, some people still believe this
of
bullshit.
Course, yeah.
And it's not just that there was no evidence. There was evidence against every single claim made.
Well, that's true.
Every single one.
Yeah.
And these are the same women. These are the same people. All trauma, you know, who try to destroy families and say that fathers are not needed and alimony and blah, 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 blah.
Well, I think just because it was an imaginary house on an imaginary day with imaginary people did not make it up.
That's
well,
true. Whereas in Amber Heard's case, it was a very real five penthouses that, oh, poor her, and then $7 million. How will she live? And, oh, my God.
And it's a,
I have to poop on bed.
Well, that's what's almost sad, though, is like the fecal matter on the bed, really, is because, like, why would you go and tell your limo driver? Because he's the one that went into court, the security, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Who had to then explain that was, in fact, true.
Ah,
like
I guess what I did. What'd you do?
But if you know he's holding that card, why do you go back on it? Like, you had $7 million.
She's psychotic.
Career.
I think she didn't understand how much limo driver also hate her.
Well, did she think she was paying him?
Fair point.
Well, I don't know. But she didn't pay him so much as make a pledge.
Yeah. Which
she's paid half of.
Pledge to pay your check.
Yeah, to a battered, what is it, a battered woman's shelter?
I don't remember, but it was some charity organization that she pledged to give the money to, and it's like, I'll get around to it.
It was ACLU, and I believe battered, something to do with women who do not hit husbands but are hit. And she actually was just doing that to create a Rolodex and walk in with baseball bat.
Ah.
So she was writing a check to give them cooking lessons?
No, she was writing a check, but one of the conditions was she could go to battered women's shelter and line up the women and play whack-a-mole.
I see. Gotcha.
Very bad person.
Guys better, I think.
Or as my friend Brent would say, KFC, a battered chicken's shelter. That one's for you, baby.
It's clever.
Uh-huh.
In her statement, Heard also claimed it was her right to defame Depp.
Well, jeez.
Yeah, no, right.
Unbelievable.
I believe... I believe Johnny's attorneys succeeded in getting the jury to overlook the key issue of freedom of speech.
What?
Shut up.
I know, right? I'm sad I lost this case, but I'm sadder still that I seem to have lost a right I thought I had as an American to speak freely and openly.
How about
No rights to publicly... You have no right to publicly defame a person.
No, that's a limitation
on the freedom
of speech.
It's not speaking freely when you damage... By the way, I did not think Johnny Depp was going to win this.
No, there was a high bar.
I thought he had already accomplished what he wanted because, you know, at first people believe her, and after trial they all know that she is lying feminist to her. I thought that's enough. But then this man went for broke. Like his finger from her Amber Heard.
Yeah.
And it's very hard, high bar to clear. You have to, with defamation. And I learned this from a half Asian gentleman who told me on my journey in the Russian caravan.
Yes.
He said, with defamation, and even with public figures, you need to prove that a claim was made, okay, that it was a false claim was made. You need to prove that the false claim was knowingly made with malicious intent. Mm-hmm. You need to then prove that the false claim, meaning you knew it was false, not accident, but lie, was made to third party, meaning not of the people involved. And then with the public figure, you need to prove that the false claim that was made knowingly to other parties, in fact, caused damages. It's like unicorn. People almost never win. That is how bad of lying feminist whore she is.
Well, really, it's the problem is we had it on tape.
We don't have that yet. It's hard to have a secret 8-track.
Yeah.
That is true.
She was recorded saying these terrible things that she did and admitted to all of the crimes and then was surprised when she was found guilty.
Yes. Well, Depp's statement after the trial said, "My decision to pursue this case, knowing very well the height of the legal hurdles that I would be facing and inevitable worldwide spectacle into my life, was only made after considerable thought. From the very beginning, the goal of bringing this case was to revel in the truth, regardless of outcome. Speaking the truth was..." What's that?
Reveal the
reveal
truth.
I thought it was revel.
He's revealed the truth.
I mean, he's reveling now.
My right eye... I'll be honest. My CPAP machine was blowing into my right eye last night, and it's just a blur.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
I will cry about it. Jim I have Carrey. A CPAP. I don't want it.
Oh, it
all that is a no snore machine.
That's it. Is that too much to ask for?
You read it then, fine. Gerald, if everybody's got a problem with my right eye.
Reveal the truth, regardless of the outcome. Speaking the truth was something that I owed to my children and my right eye, and to all those who have remained steadfast in their support of me. I feel at peace now, knowing I have finally accomplished that.
There's no more grumpy for him. Hey, listen, this is important for people. Like, I see lots of young men, not in Russia as much, but in the United States, who are so afraid now. You know, they don't want to get married. This is something.
They won't even date.
That's right. By the way, yeah. You send in, you're going to go to Mug Club.
Yes.
So you guys can comment, like, share, hit the toolman tail, tell them to comment. Do all the things. But we are going to take your submissions for Russia and the costume that wins. And what is next week?
South Africa.
South Africa.
God.
Oh, that's my favorite African American.
Make sure you subscribe to Rumble and Mud Club because that is a minefield.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
So, but it's divided. So it's important for young men to realize. You see, these young men don't want to get married. It's important for young women to realize. And we understand this in Russia. We used to understand this. Young men don't want to get married. Young men don't want to date. Young men don't want to engage with women because they are afraid. Because there was a policy, an unwritten policy. There's the courts and there's the court of public opinion. And this is an example, unfortunately, of someone was found guilty in a court of public opinion until they went to court. Well, what do you think happens to young men who don't have Johnny Depp's money to go to court? All that happens is they're found guilty, they lose their job, they lose their reputation, and so they don't want to get married to women, which, listen, if you want to do this with me too, don't bitch about how your window is closing when you're 35 and no man wants to touch you. This is bad for women out there. You are not going to have good men who are interested in you. Women, you need to clean ranks and make sure that you say you are not with them. Don't let feminist lying whores speak for you, because it's going to make your life worse. Not just for men. Men have an out. They just don't need to deal with you. You don't if you want a man. You're letting it poison the well like we do with all the wells.
That's very true.
That's very true.
I think what you just said was deep. Yeah. And I do want to say, you know, young generation, prostitutes and condoms. They go hand in hand.
Yeah, so rabbit skin.
Piss off, YouTube.